All right, we are the morons who try to talk good. My name is Caitlin.
And I'm Sam.
And we're both in California, obviously.
The one who is not in California is...
Odile.
Odile.
Odile is in Washington, D.C. currently for a memorial service.
Our thoughts are with you.
Our thoughts are with you, Odile. We love you.
We love you. However, in this episode, it is not just going to be Caitlin and I. We're going to have two guests in later for our main topic, which we will say later. We're going to do a quick little house announcements kind of thing.
Yep.
Caitlin and I have two small little segments we're going to be adding to the beginning for these two. We'll see how long mine
lasts. For the duration of the summer is mine.
Yeah, mine's just going to... I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be, but... for me, mine is Shroom Watch 2016. I purchased something called a mushroom mini farm from a company called Back to the Roots. And basically, it's a box where it's just a big thing of like fungus dirt. And you grow your own mushrooms. And I have. And you can check out the progress of them. I'll post some photos to Twitter. But you can also find it on my Instagram, which is at Sammy C. Taki. You can go look. It's day three, and they're, like, humongous and bursting out of the side of the box. It's
crazy.
So, yeah. Shroom Watch 2016.
All right, so my updates are on what Sam decided we should call as the God Project. So, what I'm doing this summer is I am playing Sims 3, and this is just, like, the Sims 3 base game without any expansions. It has, like, a stuff pack for like, I think, bedroom and bathroom, but it doesn't have any expansions. It's pretty much just a Sims 3 base game. And what I'm doing is I started with a couple, and I'm basically trying to go with as many generations of this one family as I possibly can throughout the whole summer, and I'm only ever going to play the game with this family for the duration of the summer. So I got out on summer vacation on, like, June 9th, and I don't start school again until, like, late September, so we're going to see how many generations we go. Currently, my couple is married, and they have 3 children. The youngest is a toddler, and the 2 oldest are teenagers right now. And the couple have reached the, like, elderly stage. So, pretty soon, I gotta start thinking about how they're gonna retire. I'm looking forward to it. I'll update.
I think God Project is just the perfect name for that.
It
because
really is.
This, in The Sims, you legit are God. You're like, haha, I will lock you in a room and put no doors in there, and you will suffer and die, and I will laugh about it. That's basically God. I mean, I don't know if that's everyone's God, but that's how I enjoy being God while playing that game. I'm evil. I'm just straight evil. That's just, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, it's been fun. I am excited to see... I'm just curious to see how many generations I can get in the span of, like, 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. Being God and growing shrooms. I love how that's just on our list that we're doing. God, I gotta watch the mouth. Sorry. Okay. So let's move on to the fangirl news.
Fangirl news!
Ah! All right, you start.
All right. Doctor Who Season 10 started filming on June 20th. Woot woot. Set pictures are finally slowly coming in. Some other Doctor Who news. Bill, the new companion, who a lot of people thought might be from the 90s or the 80s, is from today, which is, like, slightly disappointing, because I was hoping we'd get a companion from the 80s. But that's been verified by Stephen Moffat.
I liked that theory of yours.
I know! I thought it was
See,
a good theory.
I'm on the Caitlin bus on that one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Also, it was announced that Matt Lucas, who played Nardole in the Christmas special, The Husbands of River Song, is coming back as a reoccurring character. Not quite sure what that means, if it's just going to be he's in a two-parter or in a couple episodes, or if it's going to be, like, most of the episodes in the series. I have a feeling Moffat is just trying to get rid of Jenny and Vastra and Strax and just try to make a new character that's comic relief that's similar to those guys, but not quite. Also, we have some writers that are confirmed. Episode 1, written by Stephen Moffat. the second episode, written by Frank Cordell Boyce, who wrote In the Forest of the Night, which is a beautiful episode, but no one's favorite. Some of the block two writers...
It's so sad. It's so lovely, but everyone, you know, screw that up.
Well, it, cinematically, I think it has good direction, and the cinematography is really beautiful, and the setting's really beautiful, but, like, the writing is kind of weird. A lot of people thought it was just the weakest episode of Series 8, and I agree with that, but I don't hate that episode as much as, like, everybody else does. I personally hated Robots of Sherwood more.
That was such a weird episode. It's
just not a good episode. I'm just so disappointed in Mark Gatiss.
I was so confused the whole... Because, I don't know, because I hadn't seen that season. I was a little late watching it after, you know, after you guys. But the whole time, you guys were sitting there staring at me going, oh, and it's just so bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty...
Every other episode's so good, except for that one.
Yeah, that one's just... That one's a disappointment.
And Sarah Dollard, who wrote Face of the Raven, who is probably one of my favorite... getting there to becoming one of my favorite Doctor Who writers, is writing an episode in Block 2, which is probably episode 3 or 4. And then Mike Bartlett, who wrote for Dr. Foster, which is a award-winning show in England that I've never seen. People are really excited about him. So yeah, those are the Doctor Who news of the week. I don't think I had anything else to add besides we'll tweet some of the pictures that came out from filming a couple days ago, and it looks like Peter Capaldi's Doctor will have a coat with blue lining.
Yeah, our Twitter, at Morons Podcast.
At Morons Podcast?
At Morons Podcast. I'm marking that down as one for me. I'm okay. Sad. Usually I start the shameless plugging earlier. I'm legit keeping a tally this time, so.
Nice.
Okay, my turn.
Yes.
Yay. Star Trek. More Star Trek news. Because it's the 50th anniversary, Build-A-Bear Workshop is now doing 50th anniversary Star Trek bears. They have a Spock bear. They have all of the shirts. They have a black one that has the little Star Trek insignia 50th anniversary on its foot. They're adorable. Aww. The Spock one does a little live long and prosper. It's super cute. I saw that somewhere, but then I believe also Lindsay shared it to us on
Facebook. Shout out to Lindsay.
Thank you for sharing that with us. It is super cute. I'm probably going to get one.
Oh, I know you will. Build-A-Bear
stuff.
Probably.
There's another Batman one, and I kind of want the other Batman one. Batman. Yeah. Anyway, and then one other Star Trek thing. I'm going to stick it on the end of this. Early on a different episode, I mentioned that CBS was going to be announcing fan film rules. Oh, they have just been released. You can go find them. Just Google them. They're out there. There's a lot of rules. Very specific, as in obviously you have to like put specific disclaimers at the end, at the beginnings of everything. You're not allowed to say certain words. You're not allowed to reference specific things, copy direct episodes. They're pretty specific, but obviously they're trying to protect their, franchise. So yeah, if you want to check those out, you can go check them out. I'll put them on our Twitter at Morons Podcast, and I'll put them on Facebook.
Great.
Yeah.
Alright, so I recently saw Finding Dory over the weekend, and it was so good. I really liked it. I did not cry, in case anyone was wondering.
We sobbed it up, and all the kids sitting around us were like, Mommy, what's wrong with that girl? We're like...
We were crying. You should have seen me when I saw Inside Out. I was like, tears were rolling down my face.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my gosh, you'll cry. Well, actually, you have a heart of stone, so maybe you won't.
That was mean.
Me and Sam are very sassy with each other.
Such sass. You should see our Facebook conversations.
Oh my gosh, they're
or,
ridiculous.
Okay, not really Facebook text, or just any kind of messaging conversation. It starts off so nice, and then it turns into just hardcore bashing, and then smiles.
Yeah. It's all love, though.
All love.
Yeah. Also, my other two pieces of news... Christian Chenoweth will be in Hairspray Live. This is one of the NBC live musicals that they do every year around Christmas time. They did The Sound of Music, and then the next year was Peter Pan, and then the next year
Christopher Walken.
Oh my gosh. The next year they did Wiz, and now they're doing Hairspray. So I'm really excited about this.
I know, because you're obsessed with her.
I am obsessed with Kristen Chenoweth. I love her so much. She's the best. And I really like Hairspray. So she's going to be playing Velma Von Tussle, also known as Miss Baltimore Krabs. And I'm really excited about that, because I think that was a great part for her. Also, my last piece of news is Taylor Lautner will be joining Scream Queens Season 2.
And is he going to be a vampire? Not vampire. Is he going to be a werewolf?
Please, oh my gosh. Play a werewolf. That would be hilarious.
Actually, no, it'd be better if he actually played the vampire.
That'd be funny.
Universal.
Well, have you seen Scream Queens?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's kind of like a, it kind of makes fun of like slasher movies. And it takes place at a college campus, primarily on a sorority. And there's this one killer called the Red Devil, because he dresses in a Red Devil costume, that is trying to just, like, murder everyone. And the second season is supposed to take place in, like, a asylum. And Taylor Lautner's supposed to be in it. So who knows who he's going to play. There's no information on that yet. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Last piece of news. Last episode of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared is up. But we don't know if it's the last of yet. But if those who have not seen Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, go watch it.
It's so freaky.
It is the best and weirdest thing I've
ever seen. It's so trippy.
It's up there with Teddy. Is it Teddy Goes? Teddy Needs Surgery. I don't know. It's weird. Is that what it's called?
Oh, I know that. Yeah. I know what you're talking
the
about.
The one where it's cutting open the bear and there's
like guts and yeah. Oh.
You won't hate the children anymore, Teddy. It's just so weird. Basically, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared is the adult version of Sesame Street, but in England.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's adult Sesame Street. Like, it belongs on Adult Swim. That's
it's
the stuff
incredibly
you see on Adult Swim.
Morbid.
It's great.
It's interesting.
I love it.
And they're very well done.
Picture as to what kind of person I am, but whatever.
All right. Sam, did you have any other pieces of news?
I don't have any news. That's all my news. All
right. I think that's all my news, too. All right. So now we're going to move on to our next segment. Sam, would you like to introduce our guest in our next segment?
Yeah. So our guest is Sydney.
Hi.
Yep.
I am Sydney.
This is Sydney.
Hi.
Aw, yeah. Okay. So we're talking about... Because overall, in the last couple episodes you've done, it's just been kind of an overall just look at, like, I don't know, whatever ones that we've done. Drama or things. I don't know.
Sci-fi. We're trying to get more
sci-fi. We're trying to get more into specifics. So, in this one, we're going to be talking about games. Specifically, games is so extremely general. Video games and tabletop board games, RPG games, kind of the combination of the two. And kind of like what the pros and the two of them, and then kind of personally which ones we enjoy more. So we have a whole lot of insight around the table. Sydney, you're good at the video games.
I have an Xbox.
You are good at them. I like your stuff. And you've played board games with us. Caitlin has now been getting into more tabletop RPGs.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and I've done literally everything. So that's why I thought we'd bring in another person for broader perspective.
I am perspective.
She is perspective herself. Forget her name is not Sydney. Her name is perspective.
I am perspective.
She is perspective.
Manifested.
In Sydney. Okay. So let's just jump straight on in. As I said, I've done basically both of them, and I love them both for different reasons. But I kind of want to know, between the two of you, which ones are your favorites and why? Do you prefer tabletop, or do you prefer video?
Probably tabletop at this moment in my life.
At this moment.
I mean, that could change. That's why I'm just saying,
I could change. I enjoy both mediums. They both bring things to the table. Well, I guess only one brings something to the table. Definitely video games are more immersive visually and They have sound.
Sound.
Besides just sound effects that you make with your own.
With your own things. I mean, because whenever I play games, like tabletop games, I'll bust out my phone and I'll play music that's appropriate to games. Which is, you know, a lot of people do that in, like, RPGs. They'll have a... I'll have, like, a playlist where it's like, oh, tavern music, or oh, we're in the woods. I actually had a guy who played with us that did that. He had a whole, like, folder in his iTunes, and he opened them, and there was, like, 50 different locations, and he
each
had, like, 200 songs per location. It was,
That's a bit much.
Awesome.
See, but that doesn't represent the general population of tabletop game.
That is very true. That is very, very true. I mean, he happened to be like that, but... Like, you've played games where I've pulled out the phone and it's like, oh, cool, I happen to have music that would go with this.
And it's nice. It's definitely nice. But it doesn't provide the same kind of immersive experience as a video game, you know?
Like, you know? Like, okay, so apart from, like, music and, like, sound effects, what else would you say makes a video game immersive?
Well, there's... a lot more opportunity to visualize your character and your situation, and obviously it's a lot more autonomous. You can go wherever you want in some video games. Mm-hmm. but I mean, on the other hand, they're very different mediums of playing games, you know. Tabletop games inherently are supposed to be there for using your imagination and interacting with friends and family in one space together, mm-hmm. with a certain time frame that you're going to be playing this game. Mm-hmm. So they're very different, but both bring interesting aspects of gaming table.
That's...
Oh!
Dog. Dog.
I definitely agree with that. I would say I like how tabletop... One of, like, the biggest pros for me about tabletop games is that you don't need anything to play them with. It's like, you need a flat surface, you know? Like, you don't need a console. Like... or a computer.
Less expensive.
No, but the thing is some tabletop games are more expensive than video
Yo,
games.
Yeah, I know. There are some that are very expensive, but, like, when you think about it, you don't need a console to play them. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to spend $50 on a video game, I mean, if you want to play a certain video game, you need to make sure you have that console. So you're going to spend the hundreds of dollars for that video game console plus, like, the $50 game, and comparing that to just a $50 tabletop board game, which can have wear and tear, so I want to say they last longer, but that might not always be the case. Mm-hmm. But overall, I feel like I could definitely see how they could be more expensive, but I like how you don't need anything, you know? You just need the game and some friends. And
here's the thing. Josh is going to bring that up. What if you have no friends?
If you have no friends,
video games can play immediately.
That's very true.
Yeah, with or without friends.
Board games is definitely more of an event where you have to actually get people together.
Yeah, I have games that require 5+ people.
Yeah,
and that's and obviously those are games that are not played often.
Yeah,
considering I don't have lots of friends.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, I would say that's, like, the biggest con for board games, is that, like, yeah, they, like Sydney was saying, they're, like, it's, like, an event. It's, like, you have to have time in your schedule and everybody else to, like, everyone come over to one location and play this one board game, and everyone has to understand the rules, and you have to have a certain amount of players, which is the tough part with board games, besides,
Yes. Once you have all the materials, like, once you have a TV and an Xbox and you have board games, definitely video games are more accessible on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else I was going to say about the games of boards. Games of...
Oh, I recently did, it was like some weird editorial thing at school, but I was talking about board games, and it is true that board game, like, creation and board game purchasing, specifically with the, like, indie games, has risen in the past, like, 2 or 3 years, hardcore.
Yeah, and they seem to be,
games like... have, like, are, because when you think, it's you know, board...
hipsters.
It's all the hipsters. The thing is, like, when you think just straight up tabletop games, you know, you think, like, oh, Monopoly, or Clue, or Risk, or... you know, any either of those, and those are obviously like games that have survived for throughout
There's
history
a
for
reason
a while.
They're still around.
Yeah, but sometimes those games, like if you just play them on a loop, they get super boring. But a lot of the games that I personally own are ones that not a whole lot of people have played before, or I've ever really heard of. And I'm not saying that, you know, makes me a hipster, but I mean, because that this. I don't know, what's the word, market of gaming has opened so much, so many more genres are coming into play, kind of like video games, there's so many genres of those, but a lot of people will stick with, like, the ones that they heard of, Call of Duty, Halo, a lot of shooters, but there's still lots of ones out there that provide more, like, a wider range of activity you can do while playing it. Like, one of the games I have is completely co-op, like, there isn't, like, a one winner takes everything, it's every... Everyone tries to win, or everyone's dead. Too bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the game Journey. PlayStation had a game called Journey, and the whole point of the game is you have to help everyone else, because you can join in on, like, you're playing a certain round of this game, and someone else will jump in with you. And you're not fighting each other, you have to work together, or you're never going to get past that part. It's just like, I don't know, there's a lot more openness to... being more cooperative rather than just being straight competitive in these games. Although a lot of games that I have that are cooperative also have defectors, so it's like Dead of Winter. Oh, we're all working together, but one of us is trying to kill everyone. I felt really bad because Sid, when I brought it to your house for the first time...
she was the traitor, but she was the only one who knew how to play the game. So all of us were listening to her... because we trusted her. And by the end of the game, she's like, yay, I won! I was the traitor. I betrayed you all. Like, God damn it.
I mean, of all the ones I could have... I mean, I really could have made it non-defector, but I was being a dick, and I ended up getting that card, which was funny for me.
You know, you were so entertained.
I was so entertained. I love
it. Guys, you should definitely do this. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. You know better than us.
You should have questioned me. Never trust Sam.
It's too much trust.
I'm sorry.
Too much trust in this too relationship. Much. I need to take a step back.
Also, speaking of tabletop games and more things like that, Caitlin, next week we're going to, and Odile, when she returns, we are going to start our D&D campaign.
Woo!
So we're definitely going to do an update on how that goes, because Caitlin's only played Dresden Files, and she likes that a lot. So we'll see how this one ends up going. Odile's never played before either.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I have your guys' thing set up.
So excited! And Sam and I bought some D&D dice.
Yeah, wait, some. I have too many.
Okay, well, I bought some.
Yeah, you bought some. They're nice. I liked your set. Your set's pretty.
Sam was present.
Sam was present. Sam helped me, because I was like, I think I'm just going to buy these cheap ones. And Sam was like, no, get the pretty ones.
But you have to admit, it was good.
Yeah.
Because she just was looking at this boring magenta set. I'm like, dude, if you're going to do one, you got to get a cool set for your first set. And it did not help that I was whispering in your ear the whole time, like, that's a really, really cool one.
That,
like, if you're
one.
A spellcaster,
do
that's
it.
What your spells look like. And you're like, damn, yeah, that's cool.
I'll post a picture of them, but they're very
pretty.
They're very pretty. All right, so now we're going to talk about some of our favorite games that we're currently playing.
I guess I'll jump in. Currently, my favorite board game is I'm Star Trek Catan.
Oh, so fun.
Fun. It is great.
The fact that it's Star Trek just makes it 10 times better. Than normal Catan.
Right. So I got that game.
We have starships.
I got it at school, and Teresa, who was on the sci-fi episode, she was super down for playing it, because we're both huge Star Trek fans. She has won all but two games that we played.
Oh, wow.
She is so good. So good. And it is annoying. in a good way, sort of, but, like, her boyfriend and I, every single time we play, we're like, we're gonna get you, and then we lose. Every time.
It's actually just dumb luck. She has no idea what she's doing, but she's just going along with it.
Teresa wins by mistake, because we're stupid. So that's currently my favorite board game.
She's like the Drunken Master.
Basically. Pretty much.
Your favorite board game?
Well, the only one I've been playing a whole bunch is One Night Ultimate Werewolf.
Oh, yes.
Which I guess isn't really a board game.
It totally.
I mean,
tabletop. It's a tabletop game.
It's a tabletop game.
Totally counts.
If you're not familiar with the game, basically everybody gets a certain role and messes with everyone else's cards and their roles, and then at the end of it, you have to figure out who's the werewolf.
Yeah, it's basically like Mafia, or an actual game of werewolf, but it's on cards, and you just screw with everybody.
It's
so fun.
Really entertaining, and then people lie, and friendships are broken, but it's great.
Just like Resistance.
That would be favorite tabletop. Caitlin?
Oh! I've also been playing a lot of Ultimate Werewolf since I was home the last, like, week. Currently my like long time favorite board game is Pandemic, which is cooperative, and you are working for the CDC and you have to try to cure these outbreaks along the world before they become epidemics, and it's really fun and it's very hard.
Played that game for hours and hours.
Only won it once, and I've played it several times. It is very difficult, and usually we have to, like, cheat a little bit to win. Huh. Yeah. So that's my favorite board game. Just always. And currently.
And currently.
Always and forever.
Always and forever. Yeah. Okay, so video games. Because I haven't mentioned it yet.
Oh, no. I know where this is going.
Actually, not gonna say it, no. I do like that game, but it's not my favorite. The game that I've been playing a lot is Darkest Dungeon. I mentioned it before. It's basically, it's sort of like, it's an RPG, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. It's on Steam, and I believe it's now on console. I think it just came out. But the whole point is you're running this adventuring party, and they're going through these dungeons, and they're trying to clear things out. But not only do they have to get in, like, they get into fights and stuff, but their sanity and, like, their mental capacity starts to, like, break as you're going. And it auto-saves, like, every, like, 30 seconds, so you cannot go back and save someone if they die. And they go nuts, and they start killing each other, and everyone's just depressed as hell. And it's a lot of fun. But it's also really upsetting, because he was like, I got this guy to level 5, and then he died, and I can't get him back. And, I gotta rebuild this group from scratch. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. So that's my favorite.
Let's see. I have been playing Mirror's Edge Catalyst right now, and I haven't finished it yet, so I can't say whether or not it's my favorite game. But the first Mirror's Edge, I played through like 3 times. I was so into that game, when I bought it, I had not even heard of it at all. I walked into GameStop and I was like, "Hey, this is on sale," and then I started playing it. Like, this is first person. It's weird. And then I loved it and played it 3 times, and that would be my favorite game.
It is much fun.
My favorite is, I really like the Zelda series of video games.
Did you see the new trailer for the Zelda game?
Yes, and I really want it, but I do not have the proper gaming console to play it.
Oh, Nintendo.
And it is very, very upsetting to me, and I really don't want to talk about it. I went to Target and I went down the game aisle the other day, and it was a really rough time. So I was like, I do not have a 3DS, nor do I have a Wii U. I have a Nintendo DS Lite and a regular Wii, and I'm like, great, I can't play any of these games. This is wonderful. It was very sad. I really like Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. I actually haven't finished it because it was kind of just like a slow burn game for me. I've just been like playing it slowly over the past like 2 years, which is like kind of weird. I'm almost done with it actually. I'm at like the last battle. If anybody's ever played Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, I got stuck in the Cave of Wonders, and I believe that's what they call it in the game. I hope I'm not saying that wrong.
I want to get stuck in your cave of wonders.
But it's what it is. It's like a special like mini quest near the end of the game before you have like the last main battle where it's like a. It has 40 levels, I believe. I think it's 40. I haven't played it in a while. And it, like, keeps going down. It's, like, actual, like, levels of a pit. And then I always get really close to the end and then can't. Because once you get to the end, you get, like, fairies and magic potions. So I have it.
Fairies and potions.
So you haven't finished it?
No. Because I wanted to defeat that cave. But I...
End.
I haven't, but when I go home this weekend, I'm going to try to complete the game.
You can do it.
I know I can do it.
I believe
you can finish it.
Yeah, that. Okay, so hopefully we can, when Odile gets back, we can ask her favorites and stuff. Thank you for discussing these things with us.
You are so
welcome. Thank you, Sydney.
I'm glad to grace you with my presence.
Yes, yes, I'm graced by your presence. Would you like to join us for our favorite thing?
Favorite thing ever?
Just a week.
Let me explain. Fast, Sydney. Oh, so, yes. We will be just say one thing that you would recommend, sort of like recommendations.
Yeah.
We're going to do...
It could be...
Yeah, we do one a week. Sometimes three.
One to three.
Okay, I got one.
It's like a movie or a TV show or a snack.
Okay.
Odile recommended watermelon last week.
Mine's just a thing.
Go for it.
No, I won't go last.
You want to go last? Okay. Is it like that good? You have to save it for the end?
Well, now it's hyped up, so it's going to be really awful, but it's okay. I'll go at the end.
Okay. I'll go first. I recommend doing this just because it's fun. Yesterday, I did archery.
Ooh.
Time ever. And I recommend anyone, like, legit people go out and do it. Because, and here it comes, you feel like Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, it was great. You feel so badass while you're doing it. Because, like, your walk is, where we did it, you're out in the woods. Because they have all these targets out in the woods. And you're walking around, you know, holding a bow. And I just turn to my friend and I say, oh, my God, we're legit holding weapons wandering through the woods. This is great. It is the coolest, like, you feel... awesome. It's great. I recommend, right? Legolas, go
for it. I
want to
go.
So yeah, I recommend archery. Go find a place to do it, because it's fun.
That sounds fun. My recommendation is a Facebook page, and Sam's going to laugh at me, but...
Oh, no.
If you enjoy cute farm animals...
Oh, jeez.
owned by gay couples, then you will love this Facebook page called... Foggy Bottom Boys. It's the name of their farm. And it's this, they're engaged, and it's this duo, Cody and Thomas. And they run a farm, they run a dairy up in Northern California. And they have, like, a really beautiful Facebook page, and they post, like, really nice pictures of really cute farm animals. So if you enjoyed, like, goats frolicking... And, like, newborn baby cows, and just really nice people that post them. Like, you will enjoy this Facebook page. I've met them, I got to tour their farm. They're lovely, and their Facebook page is popping. They have, like, thousands of likes per, like, photo. So.
That's awesome.
I highly recommend go liking their Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Boys.
That was a really good one. Okay, so mine.
Here we go. Drum roll.
Okay, so I started doing this a month ago, something? Okay. Buy baby oil. Take it in your shower. Oh. So after you shave, and instead of when you get out of the shower and you're all dry and then slathering up with sticky lotion, okay, while you're still in the shower... lather yourself with baby oil. And then get out of the shower and your skin is so smooth and hydrated and it's wonderful for your skin. That is my suggestion.
Yay!
That was awesome.
Station we've ever done.
Yeah.
Change your life.
I am going to have to try that. I was like, where's this going?
And you won't smell like baby oil, I promise.
You won't smell like babies.
You won't smell like babies.
Baby smell.
Especially if
good.
You put on like a body splash after too.
Oh my god, that's great. I love it. Okay, so this has been episode 12. This is 12.
I believe it is episode 12.
I'm so proud of us.
I'm so proud.
This has been episode 12 of Morons Are Trying to Talk Good. Follow us.
I'm not a moron.
Yeah, well, that's debatable. You can follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast. You can find us on Instagram. And Morons Podcast. So original. And you can now find us on Facebook. Go check us out on Facebook and like our page and get some updates and look at things and, yeah,
stuff. Can I post about baby oil?
Of course you can.
Go for it.
You are more than... We're going to have a special post just by Sydney talking about baby oil.
I will tell you all the benefits and none of the cons because there are none.
There are no cons. You've heard it here. Hopefully next time we will have Odile with us.
Yeah. We're all going to be around next weekend, I think. I'll be home for the 4th of July weekend.
We're also trying to figure this out. I'm trying to finish our Twitch.
Oh. Morons who game good? Try to game good?
Morons who try to play good.
Who try to play good. Yeah, we want to do some type of
Twitch. Hilarious, because I'm a back gamer and those two don't know how to, which is going to be great.
Why? Why?
God, that's what are you doing? Pick it up! Pick it up! Oh my god.
Use interact.
I cannot believe I punched that person so many times.
I have a problem.
Anyway. So yes. You can find us on all those social media platforms. Come tweet at us. Come Instagram us.
Yeah.
Do stuff with us. That's all weird.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yep. Be sure to contact us. Let us know how we're doing. And if you have any questions... Maybe I would love to do a Q&A video once if we ever get that many people to listen to our podcast.
And name. Quails and
anchovies.
Wow, high five. That was great.
All right.
Start with A, we got anchovies. That's
great. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna close it down.
Shut it down. Go for it.
Alright, thank you guys for listening. My name is Caitlin.
I'm Sam.
I'm Sydney.
And thanks for listening, and you'll hear us next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.